Let's talk about this. This is the company that I used to work for as a journalist for 10 years, The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. Their editors silencing journalists who have signed a letter calling for greater transparency and balance in the reporting of the conflict in Gaza. This is a section of the statement that journalists all over Australia have signed. They're not calling for a pro-Palestinian perspective. They're calling for balance, for an adherence to truth over both sidesism, so we can see the scale of this massacre of 14,000 Palestinians, including 6,000 children. They were also calling for adequate coverage of credible allegations of war crimes, genocide, and ethnic cleansing, and to also point out that this conflict did not begin on October 7th. And they wanted greater transparency so their audiences know which journalists have been sent on all expenses paid trips to Israel by pro-Israeli government organizations. Journalists like Bevan Shields, the current Sydney Morning Herald editor, pictured here frolicking in the mud with Sherry Markson and other journalists in the Dead Sea on a trip funded by an organization with links to the Israeli government. The man who co-signed that letter today silencing his journalist. Press freedom is so important. 53 journalists, including 46 Palestinians, have been killed since October the 7th, and our own media are silencing their journalists for calling for balance in this conflict. It's so messed up.